Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the fourth part of a series of five excerpts from my new and revised book, Supercoach, 10 Secrets to Transform Anyone's Life. And each of the 10 coaching sessions in the book begins with a story, a teaching story. And today I'm sharing one of my favorite teaching stories from the chapter called The Secret to a Lifetime of Financial Security.
The Rich Man and the Beggar. Many years ago, a man was sitting in quiet contemplation by a riverbank when he was disturbed by a beggar from the local village. "Where is the stone?" the beggar demanded. "I must have the precious stone." The man smiled up at him. "What stone do you seek?" "I had a dream," the beggar answered, barely able to slow his words enough to speak. "And in that dream, a voice told me that if I went to the riverbank, I would find a man who would give me a precious stone that would end my poverty forever." The man looked thoughtful, then reached into his bag and pulled out a large diamond. "I wonder if this is the stone," he said kindly. "I found it on the path. If you'd like it, you may certainly have it." The beggar couldn't believe his luck, and he snatched the stone and ran back to the village before the man could change his mind. 1 year later, the beggar, now dressed in the clothes of a wealthy man, came back to the riverbank in search of his anonymous benefactor. "You have returned, my friend," said the man, who was again sitting in his favorite spot, enjoying the peaceful flow of the water before him. "What has happened?" The beggar humbled himself before the man. "Many wonderful things have happened to me because of the diamond you gave me so graciously. I have become wealthy, found a wife, and bought a home. I am now able to give employment to others and to do what I want, when I want, with whomever I want." "So why have you returned?" asked the man. "Please," the beggar said, "teach me whatever it is inside you that allowed you to give me that stone so freely."
I've always loved that story because I find that possibility so hopeful, that there's something we can find inside us that's more valuable than the most valuable diamond in the world. If you want to learn more, hear more, read more, go to www.michaelneal.org/supercoach. And tomorrow we'll be concluding these five excerpts from the Supercoach audiobook with one that explores how to rekindle hope in yourself and in the people that matter to you most. Until then, have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk to you soon.